Presently, there is a small dog boom in Japan. People are willing to pay a great deal of money for small-sized dogs. In my city, two new pet shops have opened in the past 3 years. One afternoon, I found half a dozen Maltese puppies displayed in one of their windows. I asked the shop owner their price. He said that they were 100,000 yen each. "That's very expensive," I exclaimed in surprise. 3 days later, however, I was surprised again to find that the window was empty. All the Maltese puppies were sold. The shop owner added that I had to wait another month to get the next Maltese. Why are small-sized dogs so popular among the Japanese people today? I think that the answer to this question lies in the history of the dog in Japan. The dog has been one of our oldest friends. It has lived with us since the Stone Age. It has helped us hunt other animals and sleep comfortably at night. At the same time, it has become our pet. A century ago, the majority of people in Japan lived in rural areas. They had large houses and gardens with farms around them. Dogs, watchdogs, and hunting dogs were their pets then. But during the next century, many people moved to urban areas. They began to work in factories and offices in town. They were forced to live in smaller houses since the cities were overpopulated. Without enough space to keep their dear old dogs, they stopped keeping them. Recently, as they are better off than before, they have found that something is missing in their lives and that it's their oldest friend, the dog. At the same time, they have found that they can keep a small-sized dog because it lives in their rooms. It eats at their table, plays in their rooms, and sleeps in their beds. It does not need a large garden to live in. I think that is why small dogs are so widely liked in Japan today.